So the agenda for this Monday morning, we're joined by Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
And Rob Watson joins us from London, BBC political correspondent in London. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, all.
So, Marcus and Rob, first question, obviously, how is the earthquake, this devastation in Chile, going to set the agenda either for the international community or for the U.S. In the coming days, Marcus?
Well, for the U.S., it's interesting. You were just talking to the ambassador. It's the stark contrast between Chile and Haiti is remarkable. This is the worst natural catastrophe in Haitian history, in Chilean history, the president has said, the Chilean president has said, and yet you're talking about a death toll so far of less than 1,000 people. It's extraordinary, the difference. Haiti was not its worst ever natural disaster, but you're talking about a death toll there of 200,000. So it's much narrower role for the U.S. here than there was in Haiti, for instance.
And indeed, as we saw in Haiti, the disaster highlights both the good and the bad about the U.S.-Chilean relationship, right, Rob Watson?
Well, I guess to some extent, although I guess I'm agreeing with Marcus, really, that so far at least, certainly from the perspective of London and I presume from Washington, that there isn't quite the sense of running in to jump and fly in troops and aid. Although I suspect that what will happen in the long run, and I suspect it will be the same in Britain and the US, is that once the pictures start coming through, because we've been very short of pictures in London, once they do start coming through, that the charity will start flowing. Because it's extraordinary, you know, in my little town of Oxford, famous, of course, for its university at the school my kids go to, there is a Help for Haiti charity boxes in the school, and I took my kids to a birthday party recently when one of the parents said, don't buy a present, give some funds for Haiti.
So the connections are likely to emerge as the pictures emerge, and as we've been talking about, telecommunications is completely down near the epicenter, Concepcion. Marcus Mabry, in the news we were just reporting that the president is likely to endorse reconciliation on the health care reform bill this week. Lamar Alexander calls that a kamikaze mission for the Democratic Party. Is that a showdown?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know how many times Obama has been called a kamikaze. he's a little, kind of cold to be a kamikaze, you wouldn't think usually. But it is a showdown. Look, the Democrats have somewhat like a kamikaze, perhaps, nothing to lose at this point. Certainly have more to lose politically by not going forward with health care reform after spending so much political capital on it than they do by going forward with it, even through a reconciliation process. And that's what's controversial here. It's the process by which they're going to get it done. But I think the Democrats face a much greater damage by not getting it done at all.
And reconciliation, we should remind people, is a simple majority vote on budget matters. They'll attach the health care reform bill to the budget issue there and avoid the 60.
It's a sneaky backdoor way of doing it, and they've done it for other bills.
And they have.
Right.
And the Republicans have done it.
Yeah,
and the Republicans will call it a nuclear option, but it's been used before.
And so it is majority rules.
There's also a lot of posturing going on this, and who knows, if things will change as we get closer to the real vote.
Well, certainly some numbers are going to affect the agenda this week. Auto sales are going to be reported out for February. We're going to see Toyota's sales figures in light of everything we've been reporting for the last couple of weeks. What do you see?
Right. Well, obviously Toyota's going to take a real hit here. The question to watch is who benefits from Toyota's hit. Between the weather, the really bad weather we've had on much of the country, which is going to depress sales further, and the Toyota news, it's going to be interesting to see, do American automakers benefit here, or does it go more to really the kind of Koreans who've been making this amazing kind of surge forward in American
Isn't there also a question, Marcus, about the long-term effect of the Toyota? I mean, Toyota buyers are very loyal.
Sure, that's absolutely right. And Toyota, they didn't become the number one car company in the world for nothing. This has really been a test of their reputation and their kind of wherewithal to withstand that.
But is there a response? I mean, if the figures go down, does it mean they're losing their loyal customers? Does it mean they all go to Korea? Does Ford inherit them?
The question is it short-term or long-term? We won't know that until we see it.
That we won't know. All right, so the day before the jobs report comes out, the House Foreign Affairs Committee plans on voting on a resolution that will recognize Armenian genocide by Ottoman Turks back in 1915. If this gets enough votes, it would then move to the House for a vote. Marcus, what's the political significance of this in the U.S.? And then I want to ask Rob what it means to the Turkish government.
It's a highly controversial topic. for many American politicians, when they're running for office, will say, oh, you know, the Armenian genocide, and they'll refer to it as a genocide. And yet when they're in office, and President Obama, I think, is guilty of this, they'll call it, they won't use that word genocide, they'll use that word atrocity instead. This is very important to Armenian Americans, and it's important also to Turkey. Turkey is a very important country.
And it's important to the history of the 20th century. It was one of the first examples of widespread ethnic cleansing, something that we talk about much more routinely when you get to the Yugoslavian period of time. Rob Watson, what do you think the significance is of this vote, and how closely are people in Europe and Turkey watching this?
Well, I should think they're watching it incredibly closely in Turkey. And all I would say just briefly on this subject is, you know, I remember from when I was in Washington and at the UN, the amount of effort countries like Turkey put into lobbying in Washington and elsewhere to prevent this kind of thing happening shows you just how much they care about it. I mean, the Turkey on the Armenian issue is one. I could think of lots of others. So I guess my comeback is, if you think about how much effort they put in trying to stop these things, you can guess how much they're not going to like it.
And nearly a century removed from the actual events.
I just want to say that I was actually in Armenia and went to visit the genocide site, and the people there are so grateful when you do that, because they feel that it's getting the word out. That
and
this
it is real. It's
yeah.
a place you can go and visit, as opposed to some
exactly.
sort of, you know,
very
rumor
moving
and
site.
Innuendo. Next Sunday, Iraq's going to hold its national elections, long delayed, but is this mission accomplished, Rob Watson?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we? I mean, it's extraordinary, certainly the way in Britain. It's difficult for me to gauge in the United States, but given how much blood and treasure and diplomacy and might and money has been spent there, how little attention is focused on the Iraqi elections. But look, it seems as though one hurdle has been just about kind of cleared, and that is an attempt previously to get an awful lot of Sunni political candidates banned, a court overturned that, so hopefully they will be standing, although there's a chance they'll be challenged afterwards. But I think the thing to really look out for is, you know, will we see a breakaway from the sort of sectarian nature of the politics that has dominated the post-invasion period? And
will there be relief? Will there be actually relief in this conflict?
I think there would be relief.
We'll just have to see.
Or
will it be like The Hurt Locker, the movie favored to win the Oscars? Marcus Mabry, thanks so much. And Rob Watson, BBC correspondent in London.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.